Bringing it back to the topic of trees with Mick Henry of Mick's Tree Service, serving the... You can't say all of Coconino County. Coconino County is the biggest county in Arizona.
And there's parts of it that don't have any trees.
That's right. It's bigger than some states in America.
Yeah, there's not much reason to call me if you're out in those areas. But we do serve mostly Flagstaff. We get down to Sedona at least once a week, and sometimes down to Cottonwood. We'll go over to, of course, Williams, out to Winslow. But that's basically the range. We go up to the Grand Canyon at least a couple times a year and spend some time up there.
Very good. Well, we have Marcia calling from Chino Valley. Let's bring her into the conversation and see if we can answer her dilemma or question about a particular tree. If you've got a question, you'd like to talk to Mick about trees, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. My wife, sweet Jennifer, is there to take your call now. We do have an open line. But right now, Miss Marcia.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Ma'am. Thanks for being so patient.
Oh, I appreciate that. No problem. I just first want to set this off by letting you know that Jennifer is a sweetheart. So I definitely appreciate her response to my phone call because this is a first-time caller for me. So I'm a little nervous.
Oh, this is just like two good friends visiting in your living room. Don't be nervous at all.
I appreciate it. Here's my problem. We moved here from Northern California about a year and a half ago, and we found this lovely home in Chino Valley. It's 2 acres, and the previous owner planted some trees, two in the backyard and several around the vicinity. So I'm just getting used to the insect situation out here, and I learned about cicadas, and they are now, they consumed one of my trees in the backyard, and it was a surface rooted tree, so we had to take that out because the roots were heading toward the patio and beginning to tear up some of the patio. So we took that tree out, and so now I'm in the process of looking for a tree that is not a surface tree, that will endure the wind out here, and hopefully not attract cicadas. Is there such a tree?
Romy had a suggestion.
Oh, have you seen the cell phone towers that they decorate like trees?
Come on, guys.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Yeah, no, it's the most horrible thing. They're trying to disguise it like a palm tree, and they put it in places palms aren't even growing. It's a very poor design, but that's always an option.
Well, I think
and the phone company will pay you.
That is true. Part of the problem, you're definitely not going to find the type of trees you found in Northern California, and the way that the trees here have adapted to this dry climate is they do have a wide surface area of roots up near the surface to capture a slight rainfall. And like a pine tree would have roots that extend out, they found roots 150 feet from the trunk of a pine. And so that's just how they have evolved to be able to uptake enough water when we do have just a shallow rainfall. You're not going to find too much in the way of deep rooting trees. There are specific street trees that do well around surfaces such as sidewalks, and there's plenty of websites you could go to, such as the ISA website, International Society of Arboriculture. That is isa-arbor.com, and they would have some links as far as good choices, but the local nurseries could certainly advise you on that. But you're wanting to, sounds like, avoid some specific pest problems. So I think Misty Warner was in here this morning. Warner's Nursery up in Flagstaff is a good choice for that area, and as well as down in Prescott, you've got some nurseries that could advise you on that.
Yeah, Marcia, being new from Northern California here in Arizona, we've got the program Rosie on the House. We also back that up with a referral network of approved contractors throughout Arizona. And in Yavapai County, we actually had him on the show earlier this morning. You could call Chris Wellborn of Vicente Landscaping, who services that whole Quad City and Chino Valley area.
He's located on the north side of Prescott by the airport and the golf course.
Yeah.
So he's just as fast to get to Chino Valley as he is Prescott Valley. So
Vicente Landscaping.
He'll be a great resource for you. Welcome to Arizona from Northern California. You're not alone in that migration of people avoiding the obnoxious tax that state has. So welcome to our state, and we appreciate you joining us, your call. And now that you found us, you know where to always reach us at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We have a little bit additional information we're going to cover on the bark beetles and their migration, but then we're going to go into just overall care and property value that a tree could potentially bring to your home.